Kia ora, I'm Amy from Christchurch City Libraries, and I'm a learning specialist, and I'm here with my colleague Katie, who's a children's librarian on Hapori at Tauranga, and she's been a librarian for 17 years, and we're here today to talk about dyslexia. Firstly, Katie, what is dyslexia?
Dyslexia is a developmental disorder that affects how people read and write. To describe it best, is a diagnosis by elimination where you've ruled out everything else. They've had a hearing test, they've had an eye test, they're otherwise healthy, they've been to school a lot. Dyslexia does happen in lots of other languages. They're not learning in their second language.
That's right. So how do you know so much about dyslexia, Katie?
I was diagnosed. I was formally diagnosed at about 13. However, my teachers knew and I knew I wasn't like the other kids from 7 or 8. Yep, when we were beginning to write, the first time you really had to write stories, what I did over the weekend, and apparently mine were unintelligible. Not just my writing wasn't bad, that's another thing, it's not because you can't write. Apparently they just didn't make sense and I couldn't put the words down on the page and things like that.
So after your diagnosis, what did you find helped you with your dyslexia?
I think I'm lucky now. I did lots of training in linguistics, of all things. I became a PA, and we had to do things called Royal Society of Arts exams. They had to teach us specifically what an apostrophe was. They had to teach us formal grammar. And so that helped because someone finally sat down and said, this is why you have proper nouns, and this is where a capital goes, and all these types of things. And that was brilliant, because tell me a rule and I can follow it. English is governed by grammar, and grammar is a set of rules. And someone taught me the rules. It was quite brilliant. Why didn't someone tell me I had to have subject, verb, object? Then I became a speech therapist, which, looking back, seems an odd choice for someone who is dyslexic. However, it was, again, really good because it taught me all about language. And it taught me, how do we help people with other language disorders? Speech therapists didn't deal with dyslexics when I was working in the field. But it taught me lots of therapeutic ways. It taught me really in depth about language. A third of our course was linguistics. And so I got to know my own disorder really, really well. Then I became a librarian. Guess what? Another profession with books in. And I got to know the variety of books and started looking at text far more than speech therapists do. And then I came across the specialist area of publishing that are produced for people with dyslexia, but they now benefit everyone.
That's cool. And I know that you've helped a lot of other people that have come into the library who are struggling or have got children that are struggling as well.
Yes. And that came about kind of like a couple of years after I became a librarian and, you know, interested in linguistics, interested in dyslexia as well, was becoming far more open about being dyslexic and finding out that Christchurch City Libraries has an awful lot of books. We purchase a range of books specifically for people with dyslexia, and that's because research has found out that how we put the black and white lines that we call text on the page can really improve our reading. And this is before we start talking about the story and whether the story's interesting, whether you want to read a book about unicorns or whether you just want to go into a book because you want to fix the spark plug on your Holden 76, just looking at the black and white lines can really help some of the more common symptoms of dyslexia. One of the classic ones is words moving on a page. Mine flash on and off. And when I get stressed, they flash on and off faster. Also with dyslexia, you can have scanning problems. You also have short-term memory. Most people can remember 7 blocks of information. It's a classic number in psychology of short-term memory blocks, which is why telephone numbers are typically 7 digits long. It's why number plates are typically 7 characters long, because that is the average number of blocks of information that humans can remember really easily. Dyslexics can be an awful lot less. Mine is 2, plus or minus 2. If I'm on a good day or if I'm on a bad day if I'm tired or stressed, or if you ask me now to remember a string of numbers I'd be getting to one or two on a good day and things like that. So all those things affect your reading ability. And yeah, coming in and finding out that we've got lots of books, and now with ebooks and audiobooks, we can change the layout. And that can help a lot for some people. Everyone's dyslexia is a bit different. It's a kind of that process of trial and error, what works for you.
So you've just mentioned that we've got a lot of resources at the library. I'd like to specifically talk about the books that we have. They're by a specific publisher?
Yes. For all of us who are literate, so they are able to read, we have some specialist books by a publisher called Barrington Stoke. Barrington as in Barrington Road and Barrington Park, and then Stoke, S-T-O-K-E. They are a specialist publisher out of Britain that have stood the test of time, and they produce super readable books, and I love that word because everyone benefits from it, where they have looked at the research and realised that if we adjust how we put the text on a page, and they do some fairly basic things, like they increase the line spacing instead of justifying the text so it forms this nice one column on the page, they make it straight on the left hand side and then what's called ragged on the right. And they've also changed the font, because fonts can affect whether they're beautiful, complex, very decorative fonts, or are they something really simple like Arial or Comic Sans or something like that, can affect how somebody reads. Actually, everybody reads. And so they've done that. The other thing they've done, especially for children, is the books are short. Children seem to, and this is subjective, seem to measure their success in reading of whether they've finished a book and whether that book's 800 pages or 150. And especially if you're struggling, reading a 150-page book, you know, is success. They are specifically published short. If you're starting something or you struggle with something, you've read a book, and that will really increase your confidence. And they're not just for teens, they go up from someone who's just beginning to read chapter books all the way up to adults, and they're really good reads. A book doesn't have to be 800 pages to be good.
That's cool. And so moving from the traditional sort of book format, we've also got audiobooks and ebooks, and how can they help with symptoms of dyslexia?
They are awesome. One of my colleagues once said, when you look at that page of really dense text, think of the small print on an insurance policy. Really small text, that's a wall of words. With ebooks specifically, you can change the layout. You don't change the story. The story stays the same. But you can change how the text appears on the page. So for someone like me, I really like increased line spacing. It just separates all the sentences out a little bit more. I also like a really plain font. I don't like fussy fonts like Times New Roman, the technical term being serifed. I much prefer Arial or even Comic Sans. I know people don't like Comic Sans, but it's actually a pretty good font. It's nice and simple. There's not a lot going on in it. So I can change the font to suit me. You can increase the size of the text. Another factor which has been found to be very beneficial for people with dyslexia is changing the background from plain white to sepia. It's just taking that visual contrast. Black and white is almost opposites. The brain has to work very hard to make black, black and white, white. If you just take it down to cream, it's just a little less work. I found this out kind of almost by accident. My now husband came to my flat for the first time and tried switching on and off lights, especially in the sitting room where I read. And I didn't have the light bulbs in there. And he was kind of going, how can you have this? This room is dark. And then I tried it with light bulbs and it was too brightly lit. And I found that what I was actually doing and had been doing for years, I much preferred sitting in dimmer light, so daylight, especially with neck curtains in front, because it just decreased the daylight. And it toned down that contrast from, as much as you can with a book that's printed on white pages, it decreased the contrast. And it was only then that kind of like, oh, I've been making all the pages sepia as best as I can in an environment with a printed text where you can't change the background colour of the page. Whereas, and if this is enshrined in law, accessibility features, every website has to have them, that you can change the background. You can also, on our ebook platforms, Libby and Borrowbox, you can have a white background, sepia or cream, or some people like this, some people don't, and it's something to figure out for yourself. Some people like black on white, so a black background and white text, and that helps as well. And we can do all that with our ebook. So any book can have a dyslexia friendly layout, or a layout that suits you, that facilitates your reading. With nonfiction, which is incredibly dense, I listen to as audiobooks, and I can now access any of them. My book of the last 2 years, Jewel Without End, which weighs about a kilogram and is a fascinating history of man's battle with microbes. He knows his stuff, but is 600 and something pages long and really, really dense. And it is technical, very medically terminology, and he speaks like a doctor. You look at it, it weighs nearly a kilogram. Not something you really want to tuck yourself up in bed with. It's not going to be comfortable. Listening to it, brilliant. Listen to it in about 2 weeks. So now any book's accessible.
Cool. So what advice would you have for someone who has dyslexia, or someone who's a parent of a child with dyslexia? If they came into the library today and asked you about that, what would you say to them?
What I would say is, why is a librarian involved in dyslexia? Just to make that point really clear, is that in any reading experience, there are two parts. There's the child, you or the child, and then there is the book. With you or the child, there are lots of highly trained, specific people that can look and help you. So they're the teachers, they're the spell tutors, they're the special needs, the RTLBs, the parents. They will all know about the child and know how to help. So they will be able to do the assessments and they will be able to come up with therapy. As a librarian, I know an awful lot about the book and I deal with the book. And there are things, as we've been saying, about how we lay out the pages on the book. Why would you go through all of this if you didn't want the information at the end? We can help with the book in two ways. One of which is find something that makes it all worthwhile. Is it to find out how to make a hutch for your guinea pig? Or is it to find out who Harry Potter ends up with in the end? And make it really motivating, so this incredibly complex process that's called reading is worth it. And you want to get to the end. You want the information in the end. The other aspect, so that's one aspect of the book. The other aspect of the book is, let's look at the little black and white lines on the page, which is the text, the font, whatever word we want to call it, and see what we can do about that. And increasingly, does it just have to be black and white lines on a page? Could it be a graphic novel? Could it be an ebook? Could it be an e-audio book? Could you listen to them? We've also got books called Fox Books, which is a new format of book in the library, which is specifically for children, which is where you have the book with the text. And in the book, actually kind of attached to the cover, is the audio book of it. And you can either press play and it'll speak it out loud, or you can plug in headphones and you can charge it up and it will read the book as you can look at the text on the page, and then it plays a little tune and it tells you to turn the page. So that's one of the ways we do it. We also have graphic novels. We have Henry V as a graphic novel. We have amazing non-fiction that can be kind of half graphic novel with great illustrations. As adults, we're more used to seeing that as a magazine kind of layout. Think of a recipe book, breakdown, bits of information with illustrations to it. So the book can come in many, many different formats. Find one that you like, find one that works with you. And that's reading. That's information. And so the book, and that's where the librarian comes in. The book comes in so many different formats. Is it audio? Is it e-audio? Is it magazines? Is it infographics? Is it graphic novels? That hopefully now we can find a way that suits you, whether you're dyslexic, especially with dyslexic children, what suits them, what interests them, so that reading isn't something that's too difficult. Reading is something that's worthwhile. Reading isn't a battle. If you're concerned, go and talk to your teacher. Something you can do for Christchurch City Libraries, if you've worried about, for whatever reason, and it doesn't just have to be dyslexia, is that you're struggling to find books for your child to read, you can book a librarian. If you're specifically coming in with something like dyslexia, you can ask for me or say that you want advice with dyslexia, and they end up coming to me. And we can find you books, and we can go through this. We can show you the books in the collection, and we can find out ones that would work or not. Children are delightfully honest. You can show them a book and their face will light up, or else their face will sink immediately. They don't really care what we think. And, you know, from that, you can work out pretty well which way is going to work and figure out, okay, they really like the graphic novel. Let's go down this route. Or actually, they really liked the Barrington Stokes with just the cream and the black on the page because there isn't too much distracting stuff around. And actually, we do have so many books on Antarctica or the Titanic and books in dinosaurs. We've got so many different formats of books on dinosaurs. We can try and find some. So that's how the librarian can help. But do go to your teacher, go to your RTLB, go to your doctor, because they will be able to formally diagnose. And that's something definitely we don't do. We know an awful lot about the book, not so much about the people.
That's awesome. I think that's very important information. And I think you'll be helping a lot of people by giving this information. And it's obviously come from a place of experience for you as well. So I'd just like to say thank you, Katie, for coming in and talking and sharing your knowledge and sharing your experience. Please remember that you can book a librarian. You can do that through our website, and you can request Katie specifically for dyslexia information, or you can request any of our other librarians to find something for you or your child to read. And we love to help with that. Yeah, and I love a good audiobook. You know, you can crochet, or you can be writing or drawing or colouring in, and you can still be picking up and you're still reading. It's just in a different way, and that's really cool too.
It's the only way I make myself exercise on a boring stationary bike in the dark in winter. I can listen to a gripping audiobook, and that does help the minutes go. You suddenly realise you're, 20 minutes has gone down, and
that's exactly what you want when you're exercising. Mm. The minutes to go fast. Yeah. Cool. Well, thank you so much for coming in, Katie. I appreciate you coming in and all your wisdom that you've shared.
Thank you very much. And thank you for having me. And thank you for being so interested. I really appreciate it.